I'd like to call the meeting to order this evening. Now, I don't know how many of you are out there or young, old enough to remember this, but I have to say good evening.
Good evening.
For those of you who remember Alfred Hitchcock. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'll talk in my regular voice, sorry. Welcome to the regular meeting of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, the Houghton Region. We particularly want to welcome the members of the public who have come to our meeting this evening. My name is Dr. Amy Horn. I live in Truckee, and I'm the board chair. Down to your left, yes, is Peter Pumphrey from Bishop, or Chalfont, actually, more accurately. Next to him is Kimberly Cox, who serves as our vice chair, and she is from Hallandale. On the other side of me is Don Jardine from Markleyville, and next to him is Keith Dias from Rosamond. Eric Sandell, a board member also from Truckee, was unable to attend this evening. The executive officer is Patty Kuyumjin. Ms. Kuyumjin, would you please introduce the staff?
Thank you, Dr. Horn. I'd be happy to. We have a number of staff who have joined us from the state board in Sacramento. Gita Kapai, who's going to help us facilitate later in the meeting. Esther Tracy, welcome, from the state board. Francis McChesney, also from the state board. We have Ken Niemeyer, also from the state board, who is our legal counsel. And next to her is Sue Genera, who is our board clerk. If you want to speak, be sure to hand her a card to speak. Thanks. We have Lori Kemper, our assistant executive officer, with us. Doug Smith, our division manager from Tahoe. Mike Plasiak, also our division manager in the Victorville office. We have Alan Miller, you're from Tahoe. We have Richard Booth from our Tahoe office. We have Ann Holden, who you will be hearing from later, also from our Tahoe office. And let me see if I forgot anyone. I think so. So that, thank you.
Thank you very much. The regional board will be considering several items during this meeting. We encourage your input so that our decision will be based on all available information. If you wish to speak on an agenda item, just to repeat what's already been said, please, could you hold up another one of those orange cards? Fill out one of those orange cards. You can find them in the back of the room, indicating which item you wish to address and how many minutes you need. Although we do not administer an oath in most proceedings before this board, we expect all statements made before this board to be truthful with no attempts to mislead or omit essential information. We also ask that you obey our ground rules, which are treat everyone with respect. This includes board members, board staff, everyone who testifies, and your fellow citizens. This means no personal attacks and no disruptive behavior. In the interest of time, please communicate your ideas clearly and efficiently. And so that we can develop an accurate administrative record, please speak only after you are recognized, and at that time come to the lectern so that we get a recording of your comments and can accurately reflect them in the record. If you do not follow these rules or become repetitious, I may ask you to sit down. Any person aggrieved by an action or inaction of the regional board may petition the State Water Resources Control Board to review the decision. The state board must receive the petition within 30 days of the regional board's meeting at which the action was taken. Board staff can give you copies of the regulations for filing petitions, and you can also find them on the State Water Resources Control Board's website. With that, we'll go to the first item this evening, which is to adopt the minutes of the February meeting that was held in South Lake Tahoe. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passed unanimously.
Madam Chair, because
sorry.
I was not able to attend the meeting, I'll abstain on this.
That would also be true for me.
Oh, gosh, where were you, scoffwads? Okay. So noted. So passed unanimously by those members who were there at the South Lake Tahoe meeting. Is that sufficient? There's only three of us.
That's
not sufficient. We'll have to do it again. Okay. So we'll bring it up again at the next meeting. The next item is item number 2, adoption of the uncontested calendar, which this time has to do with a bike path, an erosion control project in El Dorado County. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The uncontested calendar has been adopted. So, moving right along. Oh, before we go to item 4, there will be two public forums this evening. If what you have to say has the word Hinckley or PG&E in it, there will be three opportunities later on in the evening for you to address the board. If what you have to say does not include either the word PG&E or the word Hinckley, you can speak now, just so that if your issue has nothing to do with either PG&E or Hinckley, you don't have to sit through this whole meeting to address the board. Is there anybody who wishes to address the board on anything other than PG&E or Hinckley right now? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to item number 4. Item number 4. You want to recognize staff?
And hold